Shalom to all! Today we're learning Masechet Chulin, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Alpha, Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah we're being learned Mishchosas Bas Rochel, Shishi Bezeichet to find your Zivu Hagon, Bikarov Mamesh. Now, this part, we're going to be discussing the Isra of Gid Hanoshe. We know that Yaakov Avinu crossed the river to go get the Pachem Ketanim, the small jugs, and he encountered the Malach of Esav over there. They got into a whole fight which lasted the entire night. Yaakov was winning. The Malach of Esav couldn't do anything. The only thing he was able to accomplish was by hitting him on the hip. That's usually what we say. And he turned Yaakov into a Tzoylea al Yurechai. He was limping after he finished the fight, and the pasuk tells us as follows: Al kein lo yoichlu bnei Yisrael's gid hanoshe. Therefore, bnei Yisrael do not eat from the gid hanoshe asher al kaf hayarech, which is on the kaf hayarech. We'll explain this. Kindaga b'kaf yarech Yaakov begin hanoshe, because that's where the malach touched. He hit the kaf yarech of Yaakov. That's the gid hanoshe, and so therefore we don't eat this on an animal. Now, translated literally, gid hanoshe means the gid, the sinew that was noshe. It was moved. It was displaced. And where is it located? Says the pasuk: Al kaf hayarech, on the spoon of the thigh. Now, what does that mean, spoon of the thigh? So the thigh bone is actually kind of shaped like a spoon. It's curved, and the flesh sitting on it is curved as well. And so, in other words, the pasuk is telling us that on an animal, we are not allowed to eat the gid hanoshe, which is by the kaf hayarech. So here's the Mishnah, lays the ground rules. Mishnah Aleph tells us, gid hanoshe, noig ba'aretz b'chutz la'aretz. This isra of eating the gid hanoshe is in both Eretz Yisrael and the chutz la'aretz, b'fnei ha'bayis, shlo b'fnei ha'bayis, whether we have a beis hamikdash, and even when we don't have a beis hamikdash, b'chulin uv mukdashin, both in regular animals that you want to shecht for your Shabbos chalon or backyard barbecue or a carbon. Now, v'noig b'behema u'b'chaya, the iser is with a behema that's a domesticated animal, such as a cow or a sheep, and a chaya, which is a non-domesticated animal, such as a deer, and b'yarech shel yamin u'b'yarech shel smol. It's with this gid, with this sinew, that's in both the right leg and in the left leg. V'enoy noig ba'ayv, however, it's not with a bird, v'mnei she'en like kaf, because it doesn't have a kaf. As we said, kaf hayarech means the spoon of the thigh, and a bird's thigh bone is not shaped like that. It's not spoon-shaped, and therefore, there's no iser gid hanoshe in birds. Now, v'noig b'shlil, it does apply to a shlil, and this goes back to what we've discussed previously, that if a mother animal is shechted, and they find inside its womb a baby animal which was fully developed, it was 9 months old, and it was alive, according to Rav Meir, it still requires shechita, we have to shecht it, and therefore this isra of gid hanoshe applies to the shlil. However, Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, he says, ain't a noig b'shlil, it does not apply to the shlil, to the fetus, but we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, another din says, Mishnah v'chel b'mutter, it's chelev, it's fats are mutter. Does machlik is what this is referring to. According to some, it's referring to the chelev of the shlil. According to others, it's referring to the chelev around the gid hanoshe. In other words, the fats that are around the gid itself, those are allowed to be eaten according to strict halacha. The minigam and Yisrael is not to eat it, but again, according to strict halacha, one is allowed to eat them. Now here we have machlekes. Ve'ena tabachin nemanim al gid hanoshe, divrei Rameir. Rameir says that butchers are not trusted regarding the gid hanoshe. This is something called nikur, that there's an ability to cut out the gid hanoshe from the back part of the cow, and then technically the rest of the meat is permitted. But Rav Meir says the butchers are not trusted to do it because it's very difficult to get it out. It takes a lot of time. A lot of the gid is embedded deeply into the meat and it's challenging to cut out this sinew. And therefore, if a butcher says, this meat is from the back part of the cow, don't worry, I cut out the gid hanoshe. Rav Meir says you can't trust him. He's trusted regarding the gid hanoshe and regarding the chelev as well. What's the chelev? So we just translated previously, chelev means fat, and it's specifically regarding certain fats that when we have the Beis HaMikdash, those fats were brought on the Mizbeach, they were burned, and even when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, those fats are usher to eat. Obviously, they're not brought on the Mizbeach because we don't have one, but they're still usher to eat, and they're a very high-level Isser, they're Chi of Kares. And still, nonetheless, the Chachamim say, we can trust the butcher to say, don't worry, I cut out all those Chalavim, all those fats, and therefore this piece of meat is able to be eaten. Moving on to Mishnah Gimel, Shelech Adam Yarech L'Nachri Shegid HaNasha B'Soicha, a person can send the thigh of the animal to a non-Jew, even though the Gid HaNasha is still inside. Why is this? Because its place is recognizable. What's the chiddush over here? Let's say Reuven has a non-Jewish friend, Chris, and he wants to send him the whole back part of the cow. Reuven's not interested in trying to cut out the gid hanoshe and getting to all the complications, so he just simply takes the back part of the cow that has a gid hanoshe in it and sends it to his friend Chris as a gift. Now Reuven's friend Shimon, who's obviously a yid, sees this and says, "Hey, I can get a whole piece of meat for pretty cheap." So he goes over to Chris's house, knocks on the door, and says, "Hey, Chris, I saw that Reuven just sent you a piece of meat. Can I buy it from you?" He knows for sure it's kosher, so he doesn't have to worry about that. The Mishnah is telling us that we do not have a chashash that Shimon is going to think that Reuven took out the gid hanoshe before he sent it to Chris, and now Shimon's going to end up eating the gid hanoshe, which is obviously a big problem. No, why is that? The Mishnah said, it's place recognizable. You can very clearly tell that the gid hanoshe is still here in this piece of meat, and so therefore wouldn't have to be afraid for this whole thing. Now the Mishnah continues, hanotel gid hanoshe, one that does cut out the gid hanoshe from the meat, from the thigh, tzar shitel skulai, he has to cut out the entire gid. Whereas Rabbi Yehuda Amar, he says that no, kedei l'kayim by mitzvahs netila, he just has to cut out enough to be makayim, cutting it out, and that's only the part which is on the surface of the meat. Because as we mentioned previously, there are parts of this gid anasheh which are deeply embedded. They're set really deeply into the meat, and they're very difficult to get out. Rabbi Yehuda holds you don't have to cut out the entire gid. You just have to cut out the upper part, which is more on the surface of the meat, and that's sufficient. We're going to stop here for the day. I'm going to mention Gimel and Dalet, continue to discuss this. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.